Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is, Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius, for playing that. Thank you for our Greystone Roofing for being a part of this as well. Folks are super nice. I had a question for you guys.
Is it a good one?
I hope so. Chief, I'll start with you then.
Awesome.
Perfect.
How would you evaluate Brian Schottenheimer's first year at this point?
I mean, I would say it's pretty dang awesome, starting with the staff that he built, particularly offensively, and the way he's got Dak in this offense playing, the rushing attack, getting the most out of Javonte Williams. I mean, I think a lot of it, you have to look at the offense, but in general, just keeping this thing, and the amount of adversity that they've had with the Micah fiasco to start the season, the defense playing as disgusting a defense as you could possibly imagine, keeping the confidence and keeping the team together. You have the Nealon tragedy as well that you have to maneuver, like having to do all the things that he's done and keep the positivity and keep this train on the track, so to speak. I would say he's done a total bang up job in a year that I thought they're probably going to win 7-8 games max. Now they have a chance at the playoffs and they're playing their best football right now, which says a lot.
All right, I'll ask you this, sir, Wooly Bully. Did the Joneses fall into this one?
Yes. And they've pretty much, Steven has kind of admitted that, right? He even said today in his visit with KNC, they wanted to do the extensive process that we had kind of been preaching. I think that was all of our frustration, right? Like,
they don't really go
out and interview a bunch of people. I mean, they didn't even talk to Ben Johnson, who's doing a great job in Chicago. But when they made the move, which I also don't like that they do, by just saying, okay, Brian Schottenheimer, you're our offensive coordinator, and they now hire a coordinator before they even hire a head coach. I don't love that process. I think you should hire the head coach and then let him pick his staff. But in that visit, and then when talking with Shoddy, they were like, oh, well, maybe we're looking at the head coach right now. So absolutely. Much like with the quarterbacks, I think this kind of it's fortunate good luck that they fell into Shoddy.
Dawson, do we owe Matt Eberflus an apology?
I think in some ways, yes. When the season started, though, I did blame him. About a month or 6 weeks in, I had the realization that the players were so bad. But I think it's important to keep in mind that no coach is going to be good with bad players, and that's what he was being asked to do. For me personally, sure, I apologized for not knowing it wasn't your fault the first couple of weeks, especially after the Giants game and the Bears game. It looked atrocious, but yeah, now that they're healthy and they've added some guys, you see Eberflus is a pretty good coach after all.
Zach, what made you defend him?
I just think that fire the coach is just the easy reaction.
It's low-hanging fruit. Yep.
And I don't know how you couldn't watch those players and say that this is NFL level talent that he's working with. And his track record, look, Eberflus to me, maybe he's like 10 to 15 in terms of best defensive coordinators in football. Could you upgrade? Absolutely. I think there certainly were things where he was stubborn and set in his ways, and he wanted to do things that maybe weren't the best for some of those players, but that they had a massive talent deficiency. So to me, it was like, I'm not throwing it all on the coach. This is a personnel problem, and the front office has failed to give him really pieces to work with, and now you're seeing when you get Overshown back, when you trade for Quinnen Williams, who is one of the best players in all of football, and you actually add some talent, now he doesn't look like a terrible coach. You know, Dawson's 100% right. You can't be the reflection of you as a coach. You can't really get a good determination when you don't have any talent to work with, right? Players make coaches more often than not. There's very few coaches out there that can really make a difference in terms of making chicken salad out of chicken poo. I don't think Flus is one of those guys. He needed talent help.
Chief, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. With the way Dak is currently playing, will that translate into playoff success if they get in?
Ooh, that's a great question. I will say I have more confidence that it will based on this season and the defenses that they've gone up against, and him playing big time football. And I mean, these last 2 weeks are pretty good examples of that. The Green Bay game's a good example of that. I think this is going to be a good test in Detroit because now you have this team going on the road versus a formidable opponent and see how the offense plays on the road. You can go to Vegas and beat the Raiders on the road, no problem. But now you've had these last two games, they've been at home. And so I think that's like the one last hurdle that you want to see. Like, okay, Detroit's still a quality opponent. Can you go on the road and the offense not look like it is kind of constipated for a little while? But I don't think you'll really know until you get there and watch him perform at a high level in the postseason. I do have more confidence today based on what we've seen this season than we have in years past. Even when he was putting up gaudy numbers, it was mostly against bad defenses.
Dawson, who's the most desperate between these two teams?
You know, I'm going to say it's the Cowboys. I think the Lions are deflated. I even though they're better than the Cowboys by standings, I think they're in a spot where it's hard to find that desperation and that belief with their injuries, with how poorly they've played at times on both sides of the ball. And I think there is a massive...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let down inside your entire city when you felt like we're heading for the Super Bowl and you have the injuries of last year. Like, things have gone against them so hard, really, since Aiden Hutchinson tore his knee up against the Cowboys last year, that I don't think the Lions have the spirit to be desperate anymore.
You have a thought on that one, Wooly?
I do kind of lean Lions. Just because the Cowboys are kind of riding a high right now. I do think, obviously, they have to win to keep their dreams ahead of them. So both teams are desperate. But right now, Lions coming off a loss, Cowboys riding a three-game winning streak. Lions have had all the expectations all year. The Cowboys have struggled up and down. Sean and Art, Bobby did a whole segment, is it a failure or success if they miss the playoffs? I think some people would look at the way that Brian Schottenheimer salvaged this thing. There's a lot of positives to take from it. Maybe,
sure.
It is still a success. So I would lean Lions based on they've been on the cusp of making that Super Bowl run, and they're now on the verge of having all of that crumble.
Chief, what if I told you that the Lions, in every metric, when it turns into, and by the way, tomorrow, going to do Lions offense and defense together tomorrow
Very nice.
For you. Yeah, I'll knock that out tomorrow for you. That'll give you a little preview. But just looking at the metrics right now, what if I told you when it comes to offensive passing the football, that the Cowboys have an advantage in every single metric?
Versus the Lions defense?
Versus the Lions defense. Deep passing, passing versus pressure, passing versus blitz, overall passing efficiency, long passing, passing versus play, no play action, passing versus no pressure, quick passing, no blitz, play action, intermediate passing, and short passing. Dallas has an advantage in every single category.
Yeah, I mean, that fires me up. I did see that they have the worst pass defense, deep pass defense in the NFL over the last month. They're giving up big plays at an alarming rate. I don't know what's really happened. I haven't really dove into Detroit just yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, seeing that, that gives you a ton of confidence. And I know they play a ton of man coverage.
Yep.
And so I think that and they're just – they've been banged up. So, I mean, I trust this Cowboys passing attack against just about anybody, but especially with the way Detroit's been playing over the last month or so. It's been bad. So I would expect Dak, Pickens, Lamb, Ferguson all to have really good opportunities.
The only advantage Dallas has.
Or Detroit?
Dallas. When we're flipping it, Dallas offense again.
Okay.
Talking about Dallas offense. The only advantage that they have running the football against Detroit is rushing against the light box. Dallas is fifth in the league. So if you play light box against them, Dallas is going to have success. And they're also fifth in the league when it comes to running out of the shotgun. Those are the only two advantages they have running the football. Now, with those things that I've said, if you're Dallas, how do you approach this game offensively? Do you find a way just to say, you know what, we are clearly better than them throwing the football, and their pass defense can't handle us? Or do you have to go in there and say, yeah, we have to have some balance here? Or are you going to say, well, you know what, we're the Dallas Cowboys and we can run the ball against anybody?
I think ideally you want to be balanced, right? Crazy things can happen. If you can get their run established and make them fear that, it's only going to make your plays over the top bigger. So I would stick to kind of what's gotten you there by let's run enough to work the play action. But the great thing about this team now is if running the ball isn't working, you still have enough to absolutely light them up just by going to Lamb and Pickens. So I don't think there's really a wrong answer until you get inside the 10-yard line and try to pass too dang much.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, if it says, hey, we can win by throwing it around, I think you do, and then ideally you just salt the game in the fourth quarter with the run. Because you're right. I mean, you don't want to just go tilt one way, but I think that you can gain yourself a big lead by generating some big plays with the passing attack. And I think the Kirby Joseph loss for the Lions is really one that's huge. I mean, he's been a phenomenal safety. He's been out. And then you had Brian Branch, who got suspended.
Right.
He's had to miss some time.
Right.
So, I mean, you got Terrion Arnold's one of these corners that I liked coming out of the draft.
Me
but
too.
He can be fizzy, physical
yeah.
and grabby and fizzy. So, I mean, you look at a guy in George Pickens who can draw pass interference calls. You got plenty of them against Kansas City. This could be another game where you get a little – you see some laundry on the field because Arnold's a little grabby.
He's the soft drink of DBs.
Dallas – run defense inside is 23rd in the league. Does that surprise you?
Well, I'd love to know in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's probably gotten quite the boost over the last three games.
You know, I mean, they're probably bringing that up. That's probably 23rd from being what, like 31st?
Yeah, being.
You know, so that's a good jump from where they were.
But the Lions are second in the league in inside runs. With your current configuration, does that worry you at all? Or does it give you hope that with your defensive linemen, your defensive tackles, that the Lions can't run the ball inside on you? Second best in the league.
The only thing that would really make me nervous is them getting to the outside. I think up the middle you're going to be in great shape. This is a game where your other guys, your linebackers, your Overshones, your safeties, and your corners are going to have to tackle, or it presents a Lions path to victory.
They're 19th in the league. The Lions are running outside the tackles. Dallas is 30th on run defense outside the tackles for those runs.
The Lions are what you said?
19th.
Okay.
So their game, and watching them this morning, watching all their plus 10 runs, it's a lot of attack in the middle of your defense. Mm. I mean, they're going to line up, and that's what they're going to do. Those two backs, that offensive line, a lot of combination blocks, a lot of movements, a lot of traps. They try and mess with you a little bit there. So Dallas will be tested for sure on the inside runs. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
He's Brian Broaddus, and Krusty's Corner is every afternoon at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll be talking college football coming up in about 25 minutes with our buddy Brian Dantzel. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's get our fix in here. And we had a lot of ho talk earlier. We'll pay off on that tease. Punter threats and the tradition, unlike any other. That's next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.